Queremos de football is good. Tremendous schuss to finish the sixth pack today, and then begin the seventh, which talks primarily about Tuma, the Nozi becoming Tame. But we have the last mission here in the pack to get to before we get to that. So the mission says like this: Mishan Izer Kalab Echad Min Adamim. Right, if one of the bloods of the korbanos that the Nozir brings, right after. At the end of his tuma, then unfortunately vinitma, and somehow he became tame. So Rabbi Lazar Omer Sosa Sakol V'Chachamim Omer Yavisharka Bernosov V'Yitayr. Rabbi Lazar says he uproots everything. We have to see what that means in a second. I mean, he loses everything, and he's blown it pretty much. And Chachamim say no, he just brings the rest of the korbanos right after he becomes tohar. Right, just right, whatever blood was sprinkled, that one counts, and whatever he hasn't brought yet, right, he would bring. He should bring after it becomes Torah again. Amru lo, they said to Rabbi Lezer, Maisa, I'll prove to you that we're correct, because Maisa bar Miriam ha Tarmodis, story about Miriam, woman Miriam from the city of Tarmod, Shinizrek Aleh Echem and Adam, sure enough, one of her, this exactly happened to her, one of her korbanos, they sprinkled the blood on the Mizbeach, meaning that korban was done, and then Ubov Amru lo, then they said to her, Albita Shaisa Mizukanis, but it happened to be that her daughter was in danger of passing away. Ve'ocha Umatsa Shamesa. And she ran back home, and sure enough found out that the girl was Nifter, had passed away, Rahman al-Atslan. And then she became Tame. Obviously, she became Tame through the daughter. V'amru Chachamim, what did the Chachamim say? Tavi Shar Karbanoseh V'titahir. Right, and sure enough, they paskin like the Chachamim in the Mishnah, right, and said so that the korban that she had sprinkled counted, and when she became Tahor, she should bring the rest of the korbanos. So Gemara asks just immediately, if something maybe kind of lodged in your memory, maybe, from the Masechta, Rabbi Elazar is the one who says, right, we saw a couple times already, that if a person finishes their Nazir count, right, let's say they did 30 days or whatever, and then they become Tamei, all he loses, right, it's called the phrase Soser Sheva, that he loses 7 days from his count. It doesn't mean he loses the 30 days, meaning he just has to wait 7 days to become Tahor again, and then he can bring the finishing korbanos and the haircut. But here in the Mishnah, right, Rabbi Lezer says, Soser Sakol, right, if the guy becomes Tamei after one of the korbanos has been brought, well, that's the Chor, that's obviously after the time which he decided to be a Nazir. So what's going on over here? The Gemara says, Katani Rabbi Lezer, I'm a Soser Sakol. On the one hand, our Mishnah says that if the guy becomes Tamei now after one of the korbanos, he loses everything. V'ham Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Lezer is the one who says, Kol Acher Malos, a Shiva Soser, right, that anything that is after the entirety, right, of the guy's man, of the guy's Nazir, Nazirus, right, he only loses 7 days, meaning he just has to wait the requisite time to become Tahor, and then he can bring the finishing korbanos and shave his head and everything. So Rav says, my Soser, Nami de Gamar Rabbi Lezer, Soser Korbanos. So it doesn't mean, in our Mishnah, it doesn't mean that he loses everything. No, Rabbi Lezer, that's not Rabbi Lezer Shita. What it means is he loses all the korbanos. And simply, the machlokes in the Mishnah is whether he loses that first korban that had the blood sprinkled, right before the guy became Tame. That's our machlokas. And Gemara says, Hachinami Mistavra. And that makes a lot of sense. Because what's the argument? The argument of the Chachamim is, hey, look at this story, right, where the woman lost one korban, right? It makes sense that they're arguing only about the korbanos. But the Katani, because the Mishnah said, the Chachamim Morim Tavi Shar Korbanosa, right? And the only machlokas, right, the Chachamim respond to Rabbi Lezer and they say, no, he should bring the rest of his korbanos, meaning implying that nobody argues about the amount of time. Right, we're only arguing here about the korbanos themselves, v'titar, and they should become tahor. So shvamina, right? We should see, right? We see that this is true, right? Umaisa nami b'mirim atar tarmodis, right? And then basically quotes the rest of the Mishnah. Shenizrak ala echem and adamim mivov ahodia albita shaisa mizukenes v'alklam matzah shemesa v'amru chachamim tavi shar korbanos v'titar. Right? Clearly, right? The only discussion here is whether the korbanos count right after the guy becomes tamei, or does he have to bring all of them right afterwards. So therefore, Shema Mina, right, we see from there that's actually in the Machlokas of the Mishnah, and Mahadrin Allah, Shlosha Minin. Okay, now we move on to the seventh parak. Seventh parak, as we mentioned, primarily talks about Tuma, right? Instead of going through each of the differences in Halacha, when the Nazir is Mekabel Tuma, we'll just recap very quickly the ways you can become Tame through touching, that's Maga, you become Tame through carrying something, that's Masa, you can become Tame through what's called Ohel, through walking into, let's say, a room that has a mace, right, and not necessarily touching it, but being in the same ohel, in the same roof, underneath the same roof in certain scenarios. Right? Again, this is obviously very elementary, right? Just to, those are the basic ways you can become Tame. This is called something called Tame Midras, which we're not going to talk about so much. But okay, that's basically what we're going to be talking about over here. And there are different halachos depending on how the Nazir became Tame. That's not, we're not going to deal with that right now, but that is going to be, is going to come out throughout, throughout the parak. The Kohen Gadol, the Nazir, the first Mishnah talks about, let's say, right, again, the Nazir has basic halachos of a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become Tame for pretty much anything. We'll see one exception. Can't become Tame like for anything. A regular Kohen is allowed to become Tame for seven relatives. His closest relatives. Kohen Gadol is not. So the Gemara says the Kohen Gadol of a Nazir ain't mitame the Krovosan, the Krovan. That a Nazir has the same status, right, as a Kohen Gadol. Aval ba mitame the Meis Mitzvah. The one exception is a Meis Mitzvah. They're traveling on the road, they find their body, no one to bury him. So they are allowed, that is a big mitzvah, to bury that mace, right, and they are allowed to become Tame. Hayu Mahalchim Baderech Umatzu Meis Mitzvah. And ironically enough, let's say it makes sense that a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol would be hanging out together, right? If they have the same halachos, they'd be careful of the same things. Let's say they were traveling together, right? A little bit odd, Shaila, because Kohen Gadol is really not supposed to leave Beis HaMikdash. But okay, as you'll see, there's different types of Kohen Gadol, so it could very well be one of the other ones. But okay, fine, Seder. Anyway, the Mishnah says they were traveling together, right? And what happens? Sure enough, Matsu Meitz Mitzvah, right? They come upon a Meitz Mitzvah. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yitami Kohen Gadol, Yitami Nazir. If a Chachamim Omer, Yitami Nazir, Yitami Kohen Gadol. Kohen should be probably Kohen Gadol, right? It says Head Yod, but if you look in the Mitzvahs of Shas, right, it should be, there's another Nisan that says Kohen Gadol. So what's it, who takes precedence? Who becomes Tame? So Machlokes Rabbi Elazar, right, and the Chachamim again. Who is, now you might think, Kohen Gadol is a whole, you know, ostensibly, the holiest Jew. Why should he become Tame? So you'll see. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Yitame Kohen. Why should the Kohen Gadol become Tame? She'enu mevi korban al tumaso. Because he doesn't bring a korban for his tumah, right? If a Kohen becomes Tame, there's no korban. There's no procedure for him to get out of his tumah above and beyond the regular becoming Tara process. But Yitame Nazir, she'enu mevi korban al tumaso. But a Nazir, as we've discussed, right, has this whole Tara process, including a bunch of korbanos. Why should you bring extra korbanos? Why should we have extra, you know, all the type of extra stuff? Right, you could just have the Kohen do it and not have to deal with that. Amr Lo, they said to Rabbi Elazar, Yitame Nazir. No, the Nazir should become Tame. She'in Kiddush Shasu, Kiddush Zolam. Because the Nazir is only Kadosh for, I don't know, let's say 30 days, Shloshim Yom, for example. Vayitame Kohen, She'in Kiddush Shasu, Kiddush Zolam. The Kohen Gadol, right, he's Tame. Right, is Kadosh forever, right? He's always is not allowed to become Tame, right? That's forever. His level of Kedusha, right, is higher. So Gemara is going to jump off this and go and bring a bunch of different scenarios of different Kohanim Gedolim and different Kohanim and different possibilities. Who takes precedence? Who becomes Tame over who? And in other words, who is a higher Kedusha, or a more stringent halacha, right, and who should keep their tara as opposed to the other person. So, Bishlam HaKohen Gadol v'Nazir, I understand the whole machlokas here, if you have a Kohen Gadol traveling with a Nazir, right, sounds like a bad joke. High Sover Kohen Gadol Adif, High Sover Nazir Adif, right, machlokas whether, right, which one is better. So, what about the following possibility? Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha U'Meruv B'Gadim, right, we know there are two ways to anoint the Kohen Gadol. One was through the Shemen HaMishcha, that was done until Yoshio, I think, if I'm not mistaken. One of the kings at the time, around the time of the Beis HaMikdash, was being destroyed. He was nervous that they would get discovered, so he hid it. So after the anointing, Yoshio, was gonez the Shemen HaMishcha, so they would anoint, quote-unquote, they would appoint, really is probably a better word, the Kohen Gadol through putting all of the 8 Big Day Kahuna on him. And L'chora, right, the anointing oil was more legit. Right now, it's not so practical that there would be a Kohen Gadol at the same time, because it was a very short time period, because the Shemen HaMishcha was hidden, and then Bnei Yisrael were basically exiled, right, and then when they came back, fine, but then there was no more Kohen who was anointed the Shemen HaMishcha. Okay, fine, but Tachlis, let's say they were both walking together, but who becomes Tame? So, Meshuch B'Shemen HaMishcha Adif, the one anointed with oil is better, meaning the one appointed with begadim should become Tame. Dilu Meshuch B'Shemen HaMishcha, maybe Par Halba Kol HaMitzvos. The Gemara, again, it's not talking in fluffy terms. It was better to use the Shemen HaMishcha. We have halachic basis. Why? Because if someone does a chait That would be that would if he did on purpose, you get kares. So then he brings what's called a korban chatas, right? That's a standard korban chatas, right? Any normal person who does some sort of avera that would on purpose be, you know, be a kares, he would bring a korban chatas. Normally, that that person brings a sheep. A kohen gadol brings a par. That's called a par, right? A baal kol mitzvos, as we'll see in a second. Or we just, I guess we just read it. This is simply the same korban, just a different animal. So that only applies to the shaman, the kohen gadol anointed with the oil. That's a Mishnah Megillah. That's around right before you get to the Agadotas, right, where you have the Ein Beins, right? That's a Mishnah in Megillah. So basically, that's, you see that, therefore, the one who's anointed with Shaman HaMishcha, since his korban is a little bit higher, so you see he's more chashev, and therefore the one who's appointed with Begadim should become Tameh. Maybe he doesn't bring. So what about the following shayla? Mashuach she'avar umru begadim. Let's say you have a kohen gadol that was anointed with the shaman of Mishka. That's probably more common because you know maybe he was demoted or he didn't whatever. Anyway, without the details, mashuach someone who's anointed with shaman of Mishka, but he's she'avar. He's a kohen gadol that served, right, he's no longer serves anymore. Let's say, we're going to see in a second, right, if Kohen Gadol, let's say, has some sort of psul, let's say he becomes Tameh or whatever, so you appoint the backup, and the backup comes up to become the Kohen Gadol, but then he steps back, and he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. That's called a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, right? He was Kohen Gadol once, but he's not Kohen Gadol anymore. What about that? He was anointed, however, with the Mashuach, with the oil, and then you have a regular Kohen Gadol who's serving Merub Begadim, and he was appointed with the Begadim. So what do you do with that? So then Merub Begadim Adif, right? The guy who's appointed with the Begadim, he takes precedence, and therefore the guy, who the backup, does the burial of the Meis Mitzvah. The Merub Begadim Avid Avodah Avilu Mashuach Shavar Lav Bar Avodah. Because the guy in the Begadim, right, the normal Kohen Gadol, he's the one doing Avodah nowadays, and the backup is not. Avar Machmas Kiryo, V'Avar Machmas Mumo. Let's say there's a Kohen Gadol who stepped down because is currently unable to be the Kohen Gadol because of Tumas Keri. He became Tameh through some sort of seminal omission. Or maybe another, and he's traveling with another Kohen Gadol who, you know, the backup got injured also, right? The backup got injured and he's got injured. He has a Mum, he has some sort of Psul, but it has to be completely healthy. Let's say he got to, now you're back to, you're up to the third string, right? You're up to the third string Kohen Gadol of Beis HaMikdash. So you have someone who wasn't, is no longer Kohen Gadol because of a carry, no longer Kohen Gadol because of a mum. So Avar Machmas Kiryo Adif, the guy with the Machmas carry because of the emission, he takes precedence, and the one with the mum has to bury the Meis Mitzvah. The Ilu Hay Chazir Lavoda Machar Vilu Avar Machmas Mumo Lo Chazir Lavoda. Right, the one who, because who will get back faster? The one who had carry, right? The Kohen Gadol who had carry, right? That's just, you know, someone has an emission, he's Tumah Machmas carry, he just goes to the mikvah, waits until nightfall, right? L'chora, the next day he's fine. Someone has a mum, L'chora, that takes a few more days to become healed. So therefore, the other one takes precedence. The boy who asks following Shaila, Meshuch Melchama V'Sgan. What about, you have Meshuch Melchama, there was another Kohen Gadol who actually didn't do Avodah Beis HaMikdash, he was in charge of the war efforts, right? He wasn't necessarily general, but he was in charge of making sure everything was halacha, daskadin, right? He spoke to the soldiers, gave them the pep talk, etc. So what about that one? He was a type of Kohen Gadol. Usgan. Usgan is also a type of backup. He was a backup for Yom Kippur, right, in case something happened to the Kohen Gadol, right? So he would do the Avodah Beis HaMikdash. So what about those two? Haiminai Odif. Which is more impressive, more important? Who buries the Meis Mitzvah if they're traveling together? Meshuch Mochama Odif Dechazel Mochama. Maybe the Meshuch Mochama is more important because he fights a war, right? As Tosos says over here. If you look, because he's going to save the Rabbim, he's going to fight, right? He got to keep the Jews alive. Oh, Delmar, maybe Sigan Odif Dechazel Avoda. Maybe the backup is more important because he can do Avoda Meis HaMikdash. So Toshma, bring your proof. The time in the Brisa says, Ein bein meshuch mochama l'sgan doesn't really mean ein bein over here, right? If you look, who says that? I don't remember where I saw it. It doesn't mean ein bein. It means what's the kula? What's the? It doesn't mean the only difference between them, because there's a lot of differences between them. But there's only the one. What is the kula? Where there's more makel, where the meshuch mochama, right, is more makel than the backup. So what is that? El she'im hayom halcham b'derech. Matzah meis mitzvah. Yitam meshuch mochama v'al yitam esgan. Right? You see very clearly that the meshuch mochama, he gets becomes Tameh, and the backup Kohen Gadol does not. I but doesn't another Bryce says Meshuch Melchama Kodem Liskan, that the Meshuch Melchama comes before the backup. So Mar Zutra said, yeah, but that's not talking about Tumah. Right? The Linyan Hechioso, in order to keep him alive, meaning if you need, let's say you have, I don't know, enough food to feed only one of them or something. So that Meshuch Melchama Odeh, for that the Meshuch Melchama takes, the guy in charge of the war takes precedence. My time at the Tolu Be'Rabim, right? Why? Very logically, you got to keep him alive because he's in charge of keeping other people alive, right? Ulin and Tuma, but in terms of Tuma, so then Sgan Odif, the guy, the backup is more important. The Tanya is Lundin Rebbeinu Rabbi Chanina Ben Tignus Omer Lama Tignu Sgan the Kohen Gadol. Why do we even have a backup for the Kohen Gadol? Shem Yira Bopsul, right? Because if the Kohen Gadol has some sort of issue, right? Harei Nechnas Meshamish Tachtav, right? He is the backup will go and do the Avodah Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, in terms of Tuma, right? So he comes first, and therefore the Meshuch Melchama should bury the Meis Mitzvah. All right, we're just gonna start the next topic, right? We're going to jump back to the Mishnah, right? And the Gemara is going to ask, "Ad kan lo pligi ela b'kohen gadol v'nazir, right? Ki ka'azli b'hadi adadi, right? Until now, right? The Mishnah talked about a case where they're traveling together, right? The kohen gadol and the nazir, right? That was the case in the Mishnah, right? They're on, they're traveling in the same carriage. Aval chad l'chudei, but if they're traveling by themselves, so then bari tzmui, you know, then they definitely, everybody agrees that they're going to have to become tamei. So the Gemara is going to say, Manani Mili, how do you know that that's true? That's going to jump us into a discussion for tomorrow. We're going to stop it here, we'll start from Tana Rabbanan tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.